Nigeria like? James Thompson, a British leprosy mission physiotherapist who has been working in Nigeria, says in a recent survey, Nigerians came out as the happiest people on earth, and which she supports. Despite their real poverty, rarely do you hear a moan. The young girl in the picture is a girl from a leprosy mission settlement in the Kogi State. Nigeria is Africa's most populous country, with around 148 million inhabitants. In terms of money, more than half the population live in poverty. Although Nigeria is Africa's leading oil producer, corruption has meant that few people have benefited. If the rains are good, in Nigeria there is a good harvest. If the rains are bad, it can be very difficult for everyone. These ladies in the picture live in Mokorai, a settlement of about 60 families, and they are harvesting their guinea corn. They are affected by leprosy and wear sandals to protect their feet. For 3 years, their borehole for water has not worked, but now they are very happy as the leprosy mission has helped them through advocacy with the local government, which thankfully moved quickly and repaired the borehole. Farming is many people's key route to survival in Nigeria. When the rains start around July and August, people start ploughing the land for their maize, millet and groundnuts. Usually the ploughing is done by two oxen, or sometimes it might be just one camel which is used to plough the land. In terms of health, around 53% of the population live in rural areas, which often means it is very difficult for people to access medical care when they need it. So there were around 4,500, just over, new cases of leprosy detected in Nigeria in 2007. These many thousands of people affected, there is probably more than that figure that you see on the screen, because many people do not know enough about leprosy to recognise any of the symptoms that you associate with the disease. So their bodies go permanently damaged. They don't recognise the patches of their skin that lose sensitivity, that lose feeling. So they don't recognise when they've been burnt by a very general household task, like cooking, for instance. Their feet, when they go walking, they don't feel the stones that might cut their feet, so they don't wear any protection. So that the figures might be a lot higher. These are the figures that we know about through medical treatment. The leprosy mission partners 5 hospitals in Nigeria and works with state government on national leprosy programs and provides eye care, reconstructive surgery for people with leprosy-related disabilities. The first signs of leprosy are those numb patches on the skin, which look a slightly different colour from your normal skin colour. If diagnosed and treated during the early stages, there will be no further damage. Many people who come for treatment are like 34-year-old Ofyong, seen here in the picture. She discovered leprosy patches on her skin in 1999, but did not know what they were and began treatment with herbs and prescribed by traditional healers. Her health degenerated rather than improved, and she began having multiple sores and numbness in her limbs. In search for help, she resorted to consulting different spiritualists who could neither understand what the disease was nor heal her. With loss of feeling in her fingers, repeated injury and infection caused them to shorten. So still looking for answers, Ofyong toured different churches. At one church, she met a doctor who told her the problem could be solved in the hospital, Ikpeni Obom, which is in the Akwa Obom state, where the leprosy mission was working. She then visited the hospital. She was diagnosed with leprosy and began treatment. Although it was impossible to reverse disabilities in her hands, her fingers had shortened, she is now completely cured of the disease. Even after treatment, sensation rarely returns to the areas of the body desensitized by leprosy. Therefore, a person who has been cured of leprosy may still be vulnerable to injuries, as I mentioned. So those daily activities, such as cooking, as I said, maybe walking, touching hot things, being very careful with your hands, doing things with your hands, the leprosy mission trains people to protect their hands and their feet in those daily activities. There are self-care groups The leprosy mission trains people within communities to lead self-care groups. In these groups, people affected by leprosy check with each other's hands and feet for any wounds that might be desensitized, and discuss ways to prevent injury. In these groups, they talk about taking care of those part of the bodies which have lost sensation because of those sweat glands. So they train people to soak their hands and feet. Soaking the feet and hands and then rubbing oil in the skin keeps the skin supple and prevents serious injuries from cracking the skin. And footwear is also vital for people with desensitized feet to have footwear that can protect them from injury, from stones or anything sharp. So if left unnoticed, wounds can turn into ulcers and cause serious infection. If a person's feet are already badly deformed from leprosy, the leprosy mission can fit sandals especially for them, as in the case of the person on the left in this picture. Training and employment. Many people affected by leprosy are rejected by their communities. They therefore find it very difficult to stay in employment, and some have to beg to support themselves. Social rejection, lack of self-sufficiency often mean people lose their confidence and hope for a better future. We come back to Ofiong here, who was cured of leprosy. She couldn't go home because her family abandoned her, and she became very sad and depressed. At the hospital, Ofiong met a leprosy mission rehabilitation facilitator who was a member of the hospital's welfare committee. After identifying teaching as a possible vocation, the leprosy mission paid Ofiong's fees through a 4-year national certificate in education. So she's now graduated and is now a teacher in a local hospital school, which is fantastic. To this. Small business and loans. The leprosy mission also helps people find employment or increase their income through small business loans. This guy is called Elijah. And in 1952, Elijah discovered discoloured patches on his arms. He began treatment with a traditional healer, which lasted for 4 years. But this had no effect, and the disease eventually damaged his hands and feet. He was then advised to go to Okabala Hospital in Kwara State. After a diagnosis of leprosy, his wife rejected him, so he stayed in that area. He spent several years working in the hospital, helping take temperatures and serving food to the patients. And then he decided to apply to the leprosy mission for a business loan. This loan enabled him to purchase 2 acres of farmland, and he is growing yam, cassava, beans, guinea corn and corn. He also hires another man to help him with this. And the leprosy mission showered love on me, he says. And this is Elijah with some of his farmers. And low-cost housing. The leprosy mission provides housing loans. People affected by leprosy are usually among the poorest of the poor, often living in makeshift homes like the one in the picture, without access to clean water or basic sanitation, making them more susceptible to further disease. With the help from the leprosy mission, Abu and her family now have a sturdy and safe house that does not let the rain in. While having leprosy often greatly reduces a person's status, having a decent house can improve their social standing in the community and increase their own sense of pride and self-worth. And education. Many children from leprosy-affected backgrounds are keen to learn, but poverty and social exclusion often hinder their access to education. The Catch Them Young scheme provides uniforms, books, school bags, and helps with fees if the particular school requires them. And this is a guy who's now sought education. This is Abraham. And here he is in his new school, which was funded, part funded by the leprosy mission. You can see some of his friends here who he's at school with. So praying for Nigeria. There is a kind of evangelical Church of West Africa movement in Nigeria, established in 1945 by an English missionary, and works in surrounded communities with people affected by leprosy. And one of their prayer requests is that they ask churches in England and Wales to pray for the healing and progress of members of their congregation who are affected by leprosy, so that they can be completely healed and return to their original homes and communities. The church also asks for prayers for members of for the communities who've not yet accepted Christ, so that they might be saved. So let's pray, shall we? Pray for Nigeria. Let's pray for Nigeria, for the leprosy mission, and for the gifts that we've given this morning. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we thank you for the work of the leprosy mission that works on behalf of us and our church and our churches in this country to work with those who are suffering from this dreadful disease. A disease that's often forgotten, read about in the Bible and often thought it doesn't exist anymore. But Lord, we're aware that there are people today, thousands of people suffering from this disease. So may the gifts that we've given today make an impact on the work of the leprosy mission, on the people who are suffering, and on their lives, that they might be transformed. After each phrase of this prayer, would you say with me, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We come to you today, Lord, with our prayers and petitions. We remember those affected by leprosy. May they be supported by their families and communities as they seek to rebuild their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember the work of the leprosy mission and pray that they will always have the resources to bring effective treatment and care. Bless all who are involved in the work of the mission. May they be true ambassadors of your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those in authority, both at national and local level. May the needs of their people and communities be close to their hearts, and may they seek to bring justice and dignity to everyone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for ourselves that we will act justly and live responsibly and follow the example given to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks for listening.